Thank you, ma'am.
I wanted to ask, have you done this session already? Have I taken a English storytelling of yours?
No, ma'am. Ma'am, this is the first time of mine.
Okay, okay. Okay, so just give me a second. Yeah, so how are you? How has your Sunday been? What were you doing?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, today I practiced a lot for this story session. And ma'am, I'm thinking that I will do well. And
okay.
I will spend the Sunday with a great fun.
Okay, that's so nice. Okay, so let me...
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, let me introduce myself. I'm Pradoshini. I have also been a student of MPS since I was in class 5 till I was in class 12. So I'm kind of a super senior now. Right now I'm doing my master's, and for master's I have to do this big project for which I will need your help.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? So let me share my screen with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But before that, tell me, who is your best friend?
My best friend is Sarthak Das. Ma'am, he is also there.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so can you see my screen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So tell me, what do you like to watch on TV?
Ma'am, in my free time, sometimes I watch cartoons, and sometimes, I watch the English articles that come from the network, internet, and I see different types of English films, and like that.
Okay, and do you like telling stories?
Yes, ma'am.
And listening
ma'am, to... Ma'am, I think it is very interesting.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Go ahead. You find telling stories interesting?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, in puppets also, ma'am, in my school, in activities and co-curricular activities, I take part in the telling, and I take part in the telling stories, and I do puppets, and I think it's a very great fun.
Okay. And do you like listening to stories as well?
Yes, ma'am. Always I listen many different types of stories from my grandmother and grandfather also.
That's so sweet. Okay, so now let's play a game together. I will be this woman who has a red computer, and you would be this boy who has a blue computer. You will choose a story that will show on your blue computer. However, I will not see it on my red computer. Then you look closely at the story and try to tell it yourself. Okay? I'm looking forward to it, and I'm curious about the story you're going to tell me. So look, there are three envelopes here. There is a different story in each envelope. Choose one and then you can tell me a story.
Okay, ma'am. I'm choosing the heart one.
Okay. The story you chose has come out of the envelope, but you don't see it yet. The story has to unfold first. Now, take a good look. Here are our computers. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story will appear in color, so you can see the story. However, on my red computer, the story won't be visible. I can't see it.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the whole story is opened on your blue computer, but I don't see it. It looks like this on my red computer. I would like to know what story you have chosen and what it is about. Take a look at the whole story first and then tell it to me. So, whenever you are ready, take a look at the, all the pictures that are here. And then, whenever you are ready, you can start the story, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Ma'am, will I tell the what is the story about?
Yeah, so you look
in
at
the name of the story.
Yeah. You can do anything. There's no issue. You look at the pictures, and then on the basis of the pictures, you tell me the stories, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, so I observed that first thing I will tell that we should always help others in the time of their need. First thing I will tell this one. So, ma'am,
I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
one. Ma'am, I told that. First thing I will tell that we should always help each other in the time of need.
Okay.
So, ma'am, in this story, I can in the first picture, I can see there is a mother bird and she was looking for the and she was looking for her baby, and the mother bird in the second picture I saw that the mother bird went away to take some food for the little one. Ma'am, then can you please? Yes, ma'am. In the third one, in the third story, in the third picture, in the third picture, there is a cat climbing on the tree, and there is mother bird also who was brought some food for the little ones, and they were enjoying it. But suddenly a kitten, the cat is climbing the tree. I think it is having evil plans to eat that two little ones. Then, when the mother was busy feeding them, the cat snapped on a little one, snapped at its little one. Then I think, I saw that a dog was looking at this for several times. Ma'am, can you please show the next one?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Then I think the dog was very kind and he was very kind and innocent. So he thought to teach a lesson to this cat, and it became angry. And it started biting to the cat, and the cat became frightened because normally the cats are frightened to the dog, and it ran away. So the moral of the story is that we should always help each other at the time of the need. So the God will be thankful to us.
Okay, very good, very nice. So. Thank you, ma'am. Look, there are our computers again. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story appears like this in color. And on my red computer, the story will now also show in color. Now we both can see the story. So I'd like to ask you some questions about the story, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So tell me, did you like the story?
Yes, ma'am. It was very interesting.
Okay.
And I learned a new lesson also.
Oh, that's so good. Okay. Thank you. In these two pictures, just a second. Give me a second. Okay. So, in these two pictures, why does the mother bird fly away in these two pictures?
Yes, ma'am. The mother bird fly away because, ma'am, to my knowledge, I am thinking that it is she has gone to bring some food for the young one, because I can see in the first picture that the little ones were chirping very loudly, and the mother bird thought that they were very hungry. So it flew away to give some food to the young one.
Okay. And in this picture, how do the baby birds feel?
Ma'am?
In this picture, how do the baby birds feel? How are the baby birds feeling in this picture?
Ma'am, the baby birds are feeling very hungry, I think. They're feeling very hungry and they're chirping loudly. And they were talking with their language, with their mother.
Okay. And why do you think the baby birds are feeling hungry?
Ma'am, the baby birds are feeling hungry because in the third picture, I can see the mother bird feeding them some worms, I think. It is worms, yes, ma'am.
Okay. In this picture, why does the cat climb the tree?
Ma'am, the cat climbed the tree because I think it wanted to eat the young one. eat the young ones, the babies of the bird. Because the cats normally don't eat worms. The cats don't eat worms. So I think they love chickens, and it thought that the birds would be tastier, and it attacked on them.
Okay, so in these two pictures, how does the cat feel?
Ma'am, I think the cat learned a lesson that day to not harm anyone. Because the God is there with everyone, and he helps everyone in the time of need.
Okay. Now,
so it thought that it will never hurt anyone. From that.
Okay. So in this photo, in this particular photo, why does the dog grab the cat's tail?
Ma'am, because in the story was and in the story also I was telling that I think the dog is very kind and innocent, and it is not like that cat, and it bite itself and was trying means he was trying to alert the bird to tell that it was eating her baby.
In this photo, imagine that the dog sees the birds. How does the dog feel?
The dog feels very good to save someone's life, I think.
Okay. So,
he must be grateful. He must be grateful to himself that I saved someone's life today.
Okay. So, in this entire story, who does the mother bird like the best? The cat or the dog?
Ma'am, the dog, because obviously, ma'am, the dog, because the cat was wanting to hurt her babies, and the dog saved her. So I think it is the dog.
Okay then, very good, very nice.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much for helping me.
Thank
I'll see you in the next week, and we'll do an Odia storytelling session with a different story.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, ma'am. And today also I learned something new for you. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a nice day. Enjoy the
thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Yes, ma'am. Take care. Bye.
Bye, ma'am.